The Blackfeet Nation in Montana has been under a declared state of emergency since 17 people overdosed on fentanyl. Four of them died. During the pandemic, the overdose death rate for Native Americans became the highest of any ethnic group in America. Tribal leaders are trying to respond to the crisis. But as Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports, there are some big obstacles.
On Marla Olinger's 300-acre ranch in the heart of the Blackfeet Indian Reservation, vast rolling prairies stretch for hundreds of miles. The snow-capped peaks of Glacier National Park loom on the western horizon. Near an old barn, Olinger is watching her family train a young, sandy-colored horse that's still getting used to the rider on its back.
Our horses are pretty gentle. They just come out and get on a horse. Because they really like the horses. They like to ride.
She's referring to her grandchildren, who, with her son, Justin Lee Little Dog, moved back to the ranch from Texas a couple of years ago. But when Little Dog moved his family to the nearby town of Browning, things started to unravel. Olinger started hearing from friends and family who saw his six-year-old stepson walking around town alone. She got the family to move back to the ranch so she could keep a closer eye on the kids. But one day, her youngest son called her, frantic. He was trying to wake up Little Dog's unresponsive girlfriend. Later, after she came to, Olinger asked Little Dog if he and his girlfriend were using opioids. He denied it.
He sat at the table and we talked about fentanyl.
Olinger had never heard of the drug. Little Dog explained that people on the reservation were dying from using the synthetic opioid, which is up to 100 times more potent than morphine. He said he would never do something so dangerous.
And he picked up a grain of salt out of the palm of his hand at the dinner table. And he said, "This is all it takes to kill you." He knew the consequences of it.
But in early March, Olinger woke up to the screams of Little Dog's girlfriend coming from the other room.
And I come through the bedroom, and my son was laying on the floor, and I didn't know what to do.
Little Dog was dead, one of four people killed by fentanyl overdoses that week on the reservation. 13 other people overdosed that week, but survived.
The time I know you are.
The biggest town on the reservation is Browning. Only about 1,000 people live there. It's often bustling with ranchers buying supplies, and every summer, thousands of tourists stream through on the way to Glacier National Park.
So, under Blackfeet Tribal Law Enforcement, I'm a criminal investigator, and I investigate violent crime.
Officer Misty LaPlante pilots her patrol car through a town that looks like it's been through tough times. Waves of European settlement and government efforts to wipe out Native cultures have taken a toll here.
From the outside looking in, you might not even know. I think I only get that perspective from obviously working in the community.
The latest challenge, arriving later than it has elsewhere in America, is fentanyl.
Like, there were crazy stories where, like, someone would roll up to the hospital and kick somebody out of their car and nobody could figure out what was going on, and, you know, turns out it was an overdose type of thing. And
so LaPlante is head of the emergency task force for the tribe set up after the wave of overdoses. As she drives, she points out a growing homeless population. On a rough side street, we pass a small yellow building that could have once been someone's home. It's the tribe's underfunded addiction treatment center.
That's like a handful of people that you can bring there. You know, I don't know. It clearly dobuzzn't meet the need.
Medication like buprenorphine that helps people manage opioid addiction isn't available here. LaPlante says there are underlying problems on the reservation that are both made worse by addiction and drive people to use drugs in the first place.
Suicide, housing, abuse. I mean, there are so many that you can count as a relation to substance abuse.
The tribe has set aside money for a new treatment center and is working with other tribes to expand treatment regionally. But Browning's water and sewer infrastructure are maxed out, making it hard to build anything.
Short term, I think harm reduction is one of the major things that we're going to need to work on. And those are the tangible things that we can do with the resources that we have available here and now.
That means getting the overdose reversal drug naloxone into more residents' hands. The tribal health department is creating a one-stop shop to connect people to what help is available locally and to residential treatment off reservation. The fentanyl crisis is playing out across America. Overdose deaths are up 45% among all racial groups since the pandemic started. UCLA addiction researcher Joe Friedman says in 2020, they shot up to 30% higher for Native Americans than whites, the highest among all racial groups.
With the drug supply becoming so dangerous and so toxic, it requires resources and knowledge and skills and funds to stay safe.
Treaties the U.S. government signed with Native nations guaranteed them health care. But Congress underfunds the modern Indian Health Service by $32 billion, according to a U.S. Civil Rights Commission report from 2018. The Blackfeet Nation faces strong headwinds. Their leaders and people who live here, like Marla Allinger, say they have to try to do everything they can to fight back the deadliest wave of the opioid epidemic.
It's heartbreaking to watch your children die unnecessarily.
She hopes that sharing her story will help the Blackfeet Nation get access to the kinds of services available in other places, so no one has to live through what she's experienced. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Browning, Montana.